A word for you from Hebrews 11 verse 32. What more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets. Well, the author of Hebrews goes on and on, sharing the various names and their conquests. How wonderful. And he gets to the point where he says, what more shall I say? What is left? Because the previous hero of faith is the woman by the name of Rahab. And surprisingly, she's known as Rahab the prostitute, not Rahab the saint. But of course, when God saves people, when he justifies them by faith, then he changes them too. She never went back to her prostitution. And God planted her into the genetic line of the genealogy of Jesus Christ himself. And that's why it says in the previous verse, by faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. You see, in welcoming them, Rahab was not just welcoming men who were coming. These were the men of Israel. She protected them. By that, she was showing she identified with the Lord Jesus Christ, even though she did not yet know him. But she was showing that she wanted to be on the side of the God of Israel. And that is why the author of Hebrews says, what more is left? Shall I mention this person, that person? There are so many heroes of faith. And if God can make a hero of faith out of a prostitute, well, what more shall I say? In other words, that is the Lord saying. And it applies to you and me as well. No matter how low a person may have sunk, no matter how deep the depths of sin they might have wallowed in, if God could save a prostitute like Rahab, then what more shall I say? The Lord can save anyone. But have you taken that opportunity and embraced it? Have you said, Lord, save me. I bring my sins to you. I want you to be my Savior, my Lord. My whole life is to be yours. You see, that's what she was essentially doing. And through that, God justified her by faith, even though she did not know the full gospel and all that it would entail that we now know today.